Look, we just wanna chip. I don't know another city doing this. Pistols hitting shots. Pressure pitching lights out, now we at the top. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. So we did take a week hiatus. We decided to take some time off, mainly just so we can like add more content to this podcast. In this episode, we got some news. We got the Rule 5 draft, our first free agent signing of the offseason, a former Red Sox player getting COVID, and also a fan now recognizing a former Red Sox player when he was in Australia. Yeah. So we'll get into that. All right. So first off, the news, Jaro Munoz has been outright to Pawtucket. Oh, yeah, we'll also talk about new minor leagues. Did I say Pawtucket? No, yeah. New minor league system now. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. Yeah. So he's been now Jaro Munoz, what did I say? Jaro Munoz has been outrighted to AAA, so he's not going to be with the MLB team for now. Or as of now, I think this might be his last, time we see him in a Red Sox uniform. All right, and also, speaking of the farm system, so the Red Sox have reformatted their whole Red Sox system. I think the MLB did too, where it's only all three MLB teams have four teams. So they got rid of their lower A teams or rookie A teams. So there's going to be no low spinners anymore. But they do plan on returning in the near future. But it's probably not going to be as a farm system team. All right, so here are your teams. The Worcester Sox or Worcester Red Sox or Woo Sox as your AAA team. The Portland Sea Dogs as your AA team. The Greenville Drive as your high A team, and as your low A team is the Salem Salem Red Sox. So they basically flipped affiliations and stuff like that. So yeah. So those are your four teams for the Red Sox, the Worcester Sox, the Worcester, Worcester, Massachusetts. So it won't be that far of a drive for them. Yeah, basically, just go like down a couple, just go to another town in near Boston and just get them. Yeah.
How far, Worcester. Worcester. I mean, it shouldn't be far away from Boston. Worcester, Massachusetts. So, kind of near, here we are. Here's a map. So, not that far away from Boston. Yeah, so not that far away. So, let's see, from Boston, that's Google Maps. So, yeah, something like an hour or so drive. So, yeah, so basically they wouldn't have to go that far. All right, so, and now next we talk about the Rule 5 draft. All right, so the Red Sox did pick three players, I believe. All right. So first off, with their first pick, they picked Garrett Whitlock from the New York Yankees. And knowing the rules of this draft or of the Rule 5 draft, he is supposed to be on the MLB roster. So yeah, so we basically now have a new relief pitcher on the MLB roster. So very good. So welcome to the club, Garrett Whitlock. So welcome. Yeah, hopefully he does well. And then we got some other players too, first baseman Tyreek Reed from the Rangers. So he'll probably be in the minor leagues. And then right-handed pitcher Caleb Ort from the Yankees also. So pretty good. Yeah.
So getting into
the whole Manny and the fan thing, you do now realize that now Manny Ramirez is playing in Australia now in their baseball league or their major league kind of deal, the Australian Baseball League. So he's with Ramirez. I feel like they're called the Blue Sox. Yeah. Manny. Ramirez. He is with the Sydney Blue Sox. So he's down in Sydney. He's at a restaurant because Austria beat COVID before we did. So he's at a restaurant and he sees a fan wearing a Red Sox hat. And basically asks, "Hey, excuse me, I like your hat. Who's your favorite player on the Red Sox?" "Oh, no, I'm not really a fan of the team." Something like that. "This is actually my girlfriend's hat." Like, seriously? Yeah, seriously. Wow. So basically what I'm trying to say is the fan wasn't really a Red Sox fan. He just wore the hat just because. Especially his girlfriend's hat. Oh, man, you're wearing a woman's hat? What? I think what I heard is the girlfriend was a Red Sox fan, and he was just wearing the hat just because. I don't know. That's just weird. I mean, I don't know why somebody, if you're not a real fan of the team, why you're wearing their team merch. It just doesn't make any sense. And the thing is, he didn't even recognize Manny Ramirez. Like, I would have recognized Manny Ramirez because now he even now looks more like the Manny Ramirez of 07, 08. Yeah. So he looks like I could, like, but there was a point where he did shave his head and then have, like, the big dreadlocks as he does today or 08 or 07, 08. Yeah, there was a point where, like, he was bald, so I could see where if that was the case, then I could see where nobody would recognize him. I probably would not recognize him. But still, I mean, if you're a Red Sox fan, you don't know who Manny Ramirez, what are you doing? He's one of the top – I mean, he's one of my favorite players, top five favorite players of my lifetime. David Ortiz, Dustin Pedroia, Pedro Martinez, Mookie Betts, and him. Those are my – yeah, favorite players growing up or basically in my lifetime. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are some people who wear Yankees hats and have no clue who any of the players on the New York Yankees are. So I can see that too. They just, it's fashionable. Fashionable, my ass. Yeah. Yuck. So to begin with, the news of the week, I believe Monday. The Red Sox did sign an outfielder. He was from the Tampa Bay Rays. He was in their outfield. Does Hunter Renfroe ring a bell to you? Yeah, Hunter Renfroe signed with the Red Sox on a one-year deal worth $3.1 million and $600,000 worth of incentives. So, yeah, he's coming. He's coming to the Red Sox in the outfield. And what does that mean for someone like JBJ or a George Springer getting those guys or like re-signing JBJ? I don't know. I feel like we pretty much got the outfield corner. I feel like we could still maybe get someone like JBJ back. But, yeah, it's kind of at this point. I feel like the Red Sox at this point are mainly going to spend their offseason money for the remainder of the offseason on pitching as starters and relievers. I don't think they're going to go out and get like somebody offensively. Although we kind of do need a second baseman, and because Pedroia might be heading out too, as in like his career might be done. So there is a second baseman in with the New York Yankees right now is having a hard time getting re-signed by the team. I think the Red Sox should try, especially since now they have a whole ton of money now getting rid of Mookie Betts' contract Ruiz de Castillo's contract and Pablo Sandoval's and like other people's contracts too that they're now done paying now. How about you re-sign or sign DJ LeMahieu to a contract? I mean, seriously, you are getting a really good second baseman by signing him. You're getting an MVP caliber player, and also at the same time, and this is personal Red Sox and me, I just want to sign him just to fuck with Yankees fans. Screw them. This would be the total F you to those guys. We got one of your players. But it has happened before. Red Sox players have signed with the Yankees, and Yankees players have signed with the Red Sox. But it would be kind of funny. We got your all-star MVP caliber second baseman. Maybe you should have paid him. Maybe you shouldn't have gone out and got someone like Gerrit Cole and Giancarlo Stanton, guys whose contracts yet you are probably going to be paying in this decade and probably will not get rid of until after the decade. Yeah, I'm about to say if you're the Yankees, you have to win now, just to make sure that the win now, or not just one, two titles during their time in New York, because if you don't, it's going to be funny. But going back to Hunter Renfroe, we are getting a really good outfielder. He's a really good left fielder and a really good offensive player too. So a really good hitter. Although I kind of do want them to re-sign JBJ. I don't know. There is still a little bit of hope, but he is drawing interest from other clubs, mainly the Cubs and the Phillies. And now, did you hear too? Guess who the new GM of the Phillies is? Old Davey Dombrowski. Yep, he basically signed or basically was hired as the new GM of the Phillies. So that might be, not too great news if you want JBJ back and he's going to the Phillies, because he probably will go to the Phillies. Crap. All right, so bad news for someone like former Red Sox player and now on the coaching staff for this year, Jason Varitek has contracted Corona. Last night, reported Boston.com, which his wife tweeted also, like, giving her concerns and a little bit, like, just basically, yeah, just saying, like, yeah, he's okay, he's doing fine and stuff like that. And I hope he does have a speedy recovery. I hope so. And I probably believe he will. He will have a speedy recovery. Hopefully it's a healthy recovery, too, because look at someone like Eduardo Rodriguez. He got COVID, and he's kind of been dealing with a lot of, like, heart problems, too. But hopefully he's supposed to be back, too. Speaking of which, I actually heard that management has said that they are doing good, or that both him and Chris Sale are doing good as of now, progressing. So basically they should possibly be ready for opening day, or hopefully be ready for. Yeah. So that's good news. So hopefully a speedy recovery to the captain, Varitek. Prayers go out to him and his wife and their family. This is not a time to get COVID right now, especially right before the holidays. So I posted just recently about MLB is doing this thing where, like, they're swapping or combining both MLB players and NFL jerseys and making it look like, yeah, so yeah. So I posted, what if the Red Sox and Patriots morph together kind of deal? And it looks like it has a Alex Verdugo wearing a Patriots jersey while running the first base. It's pretty neat. I thought that's pretty neat. Pretty cool. Yeah, it looks good. So let's see. I heard Joel Sherman said something earlier this week about the Red Sox at some MLB executives and GMs have been saying that you should watch out for the Red Sox this offseason, because with some of the moves they might be making, they could possibly be winning the World Series this year. And I could see that. I could see that. I heard rumors that Jake Odorizzi might possibly land with the Red Sox. That would be pretty good. We would have a capable starting pitcher. We do need that. We do need that, especially after the crap or after the shit show that happened last year with our rotation. We do need starting starters and relievers. Yeah, I feel like that should be the main offseason moves that the Red Sox should make. Starters and relievers, as in pitchers. I do want to see them get someone like a Liam Hendricks. I want them to see them get him. That would actually be pretty cool if they did that. It would be really neat. But we never know. We never know what's going to happen with the offseason. I've heard rumors that he possibly might be going to the White Sox, the Mets, or the Blue Jays. Hopefully not. I hope the Red Sox can sign him. Have that Aussie on our team. Yeah, he's Australian. Yeah. Pitched with the Athletics. Really good reliever. That's what I mean. We need someone who can come into the ninth inning and sit people down 1, 2, 3. Preferably striking them out. And that's what Liam Hendricks can do. So I feel like if they can get him, that would be, yeah. What do you do with Matt Barnes? Put him back in the rotation. Put him back as a setup man or a middle relief. Put him back as a setup man. So yeah, we shall see this offseason. A lot of moves are not happening as of now, mainly because nothing's going on, stuff like that. Yeah. Usually Christmas time should be when the offseason should be over, but yeah, hasn't been in the recent years. Speaking of Christmas or the holiday season, this Friday will be Christmas Day. So yeah, it would be pretty neat. I'm probably going to hang out with family and stuff like that. Just immediate family, not really extended family and stuff like that. I don't think that's going to be allowed. I feel like, yeah. I don't think, and especially some of my family members. I mean, after this year, I mean, yeah. But yeah, I'm hanging out with extended family. So brothers, sisters, mom and dad, and basically my two nephews, going to hang out with them on the 21st, 24th, and 25th. Just hang out and just like celebrate Mike's birthday and Mike's birthday as my brother Michael, and basically celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So yeah, that's my holiday plans. Yeah. So I want to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all you guys, especially happy holidays for non-Christian or people who don't celebrate Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Hope Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and whatever holiday you celebrate at this time. I want to wish you all happy holidays. And yeah. Yeah. And be safe out there, guys. It is getting a little rough with the whole COVID and stuff like that. But hopefully, we heard that there is supposed to be some vaccines supposed to come out. And they have been approved. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see where it gets to us. That's why I heard with the MLB too. And also going back a little stuff too. I heard finally the MLB has decided to recognize the Negro Leagues as a major league. So some of the stats that didn't really count major league stat wise, now they do count. So basically, Josh Gibson's 444 season will be better than Ted Williams' 406 season. As in, he will have a better single-season batting average than Ted Williams did in 1941. Which, by the way, was it? Hold on. Josh Gibson. All right, Josh Gibson. But some of these records, I mean, some of them like are like, yeah, Josh Gibson. They do not. All right. Here we are. So Josh Gibson. When did he hit? Hey, get it. Hey, don't do that. 444. Actually, it's 486 in 1943. So, yeah, he also hit like 451 in 1936. Huh. So he actually has a better single season batting average twice than Ted Williams did, which isn't bad. I mean, what I've been hearing from Ted Williams, too, that he was really big on getting people like Josh Gibson and Satchel Paige in the Hall of Fame and really saying, like, hey, let's give credit to the Negro Leagues because they are kind of technically are part of the Major League. So he wouldn't, if he were alive, say, he probably wouldn't mind giving up his, like, but knowing kind of Ted to the Eagles, who maybe, I'm not really sure. Yeah, but knowing since it was the Negro Leagues, I can see him saying, all right, you know what? It's no big deal. It's just a single season record. I don't know. I don't care. It belongs to you, Josh Gibson. Yeah. They were even actually trying to convince him not to add that in his Hall of Fame speech, like saying, like, we should let the Negro Leagues into the Hall of Fame. Like saying, Ted, I don't think you should mention this in your speech. And he basically said, or kind of said something like this, hey, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to say it in my speech. And he did. And you know what? The following year, they let Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson into the Hall of Fame. I could be wrong. Hold on. Yeah. God. All right. I could be wrong on that, but I could be right. I mean, they did eventually, like, after he made that speech, said, okay, you know what? Let's let him in. I'm trying to see. Josh Gibson, come on. Where are you guys at? Huh. Okay, this is MLB. This is Baseball Reference. Why is it not showing me this? Yeah, it's probably not showing. I can't really find it. But I think they eventually did let him in. All right, so very good, very long time coming, very good. I'm glad that the MLB decided to recognize the Negro Leagues as a major league. Long time coming, need to be done. All right, so also news. So the Cleveland Indians have decided to change their name from being the Indians to something else. So they decided to now get rid of, they probably won't do it this year, but maybe next year or the year after that, they're probably going to get rid of the name. And I thought, it was about time. Yeah, I thought they were probably going to get rid of it anyway. But what would you call it now? Spiders? Blue Sox? I actually heard Jared Carrabas was saying something about that. He won the Blue Sox. What else? The Rocks? Like, as in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Naps. Oh, no. No one's going to know who the Naps are. It's for a former player that played back in the early 1900s called Napoleon Lejean or something like that. Napoleon Lejean. So called the Naps. Yeah. And no one's going to get that reference. Steamers. The Cleveland Steamers home. That's actually leading in some of those, like, bets, like, actually call them the Cleveland Steamers. That would be Lakers. The Cleveland Lakers. Mm-hmm. Although it might get confused with the Los Angeles Lakers. Yuck. Lakers. Lakers suck. LA sucks. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty. So, yeah. So that's all I got to talk about. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. The Twitter page is back down again. I'm not sure what we did to get a suspension, but I'm not really sure what. So for now, just follow me on Twitter at junkyarddog_92. We will have that in the details of the episode. Follow the show on Instagram at
Sox Illinois. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and or Podbean, or Pocket Cast and Radio Public and or Podbean. All right, I just butchered that so bad. All right, wherever you get your podcast from, doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that will about do it. All right, see you guys possibly next year, maybe next week. I'm not sure. We might not record a podcast next week. Might just wait until next year, or next year as in like January or so. So see you guys whenever. All right. Banyana. Happy holidays.